Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That's right. Ooh, it's insane. The song's not over yet, huh? We haven't had enough. We're still into this, is what you're saying. That's what we're saying? Tell you what I'm saying. About had enough. Let's wrap it up. Whips and chains. And you can't tie me down. Whip that loving on me.
I've hit the wall, I think. I'm about there.
You know what I mean? How was the Oscars last night, Rosenberg? That's your favorite award show, right?
Nope, it's not. Oh. No, never said that. But it was good.
Okay.
It was fun. I thought it was a pretty entertaining show, beginning to end.
Okay.
Nice.
You got the big winners coming up, Laura Stiles.
I do. I've only seen clips. I didn't sit down and watch the whole thing, but...
Well, because it's not your favorite award show like it is Rosenberg's.
It is not. It's not my favorite award show. It definitely is Rosenberg's.
Definitely never said that once in my life. Literally
you don't have
ever.
To, bro. You watch the whole... That's the only award show you watch beginning to end.
I watch every single major award show.
You don't, bro.
I do.
Not beginning to end.
I watch... I didn't intend to watch BNT, and it was on in my house from the beginning.
But it's subconscious, bro. It's your favorite award show. It's fine.
Bro, I don't know why it's such a big deal. I just don't like you disrespecting the Golden Globes. Every year you go, oh, the Golden Globes? What's that? Peter, what makes that different? And I go,
that's how I sound?
It's when you say that, you do. I don't. It's weird.
I go into this. I get a lisp, even.
Oh, no, well, like Daffy Duck.
And I'm straight Daffy Duck. I'm a cartoon character. I see where this is going today. I like this.
And I say, I like the Golden Globes because it's a bunch of looser.
It's more of a hangout.
But I did think last night was very good.
It's more Luther.
As you would say.
I would go, it's more Luther? It's more Luther, Roland the Golden Globes?
And I'd say, that's right, Ebro. I do enjoy the Golden Globes.
But more than the Oscars.
Generally speaking,
I just want to go on record. I don't watch neither one of them because I think they're both trash.
That's your prerogative, but
because there's no music.
There was a performance of every song last night.
Yeah, but the movie songs suck. I'll be honest. Most of the time,
that Billie Eilish song from Barbie is fire, bro.
No, it's okay. Let me put it to you. I love it. It's a good song. It's sleeper. Definitely don't want to see it perform live.
Yeah, it's
snooze fest.
It's not the BET Awards.
Exactly, which you don't watch from beginning to end.
That, again, just you're making things up. Like, why was today...
Right, what are you talking about?
Why on your calendar do you wake up? Like, I'm going to make things up today.
I'm not. I just know that you really, really, really bust down the movie award show. I did forget about the Golden Globes.
Really? No, it's just the Golden Globes, Ebro.
He busted down, though. He's on it.
I also am the one who crowned BET Awards saying like 5 years ago, this is my favorite award show.
No, you didn't. I'm the one that let you know that the BET Awards is the best award show on TV.
Who cares if you think that? You don't watch other award shows.
I stopped watching the Grammys. I used to really bust down the Grammys.
The Grammys is pretty good the last couple years, but it has had some rough years in there.
Yeah, I didn't watch it this year because I was kind of like, I wasn't really passionate about anything happening.
Well, I didn't think I'd care about it last night at all because honestly, I saw 2 of the 10 movies.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I really had to see any movies.
Your link was messed up or something this year, yeah.
And I just
sag after the link.
I just haven't felt motivated. I haven't been in the theater. But in the end... Last night had a lot of funny, interesting stuff. Some great political messages.
some they were on on your page politically.
A couple people were.
Did anybody break out of the norm of the Hollywood political realm and say anything pro conservative? They don't do that.
No one did that. But
weak, lame. No wonder Trump had to tweet and tell the truth about Jimmy Kimmel as a host.
Jimmy Kimmel read that tweet, though. That was pretty funny.
On the line right now, shenanigan time, we have Ezra and Kazina, or Kazina. Kazina, is it Kazina or Kazina?
Yes, Kazina.
Kazina.
Yeah, you got it right.
All right now, Kazina, thanks for joining the program. Ezra.
Thank you. Morning.
Morning. Ezra, how are you?
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Happy Monday. I don't know. My Monday is kind of happy. I got a 3 week old on the way. On the way to be a 3 week old. They start getting a little ornery. Oh man, these 3 week olds, man, a different animal. I gotta go in a minute. Yeah, I hear you.
Hang on a second.
Cantankerous.
I hear you. You're gonna have to wait though. You've been eating every hour and a half. 3 days straight.
Hurry up.
Nah, you gotta wait, B. You gonna learn to wait. Your mom needed some sleep. Well, anyway,
that's why you're gonna have to get up.
So the mom?
So mom can keep sleeping.
No, I'm not gonna get up anywhere. I'm gonna do this. I gotta go to work. She gotta learn to wait. Cause you know who you want to represent you, me or Laura Staffs.
I'm gonna go with Laura.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock.
All right.
That's right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Shiny with the question.
Zine.
Let's play Laura. Never.
Here we go. Which Latin pop star is suing?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Latin pop star suing.
3, 2, 1.
Shakira.
Incorrect. Is suing a fan for posting a concert footage on YouTube.
That would be Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, this is what he doing, I?
Using a remainder, what is 9 divided by 2?
Ebro.
Laura.
9 divided by 2 with a remainder of 1.
2. That's your answer?
Oh, 4, remainder 1?
You got that?
Yes.
I thought you just asked for the remainder.
No, you're good. Which boxer recently knocked out former? Ebro.
A boxer recently knocking out former.
One.
Joshua.
Correct. What day is generally tax day?
Ebro.
April
15th.
Wow. Ebro with the slide. Ebro with.
Oh! Ezra, we did it, baby!
Yo, let's go.
Kazina, we love you, but Ezra, we did it. Laura, what are we giving away?
Hey, you got tickets to see Kid Cudi's Insane No Tour live at Madison Square Garden on Tuesday, July 23rd with Pusha T and Jaden.
Yo, I didn't know Pusha T was on tour with Kid Cudi. That's fire, bro. I might show up to that. I'm lying, but it's still exciting. Thanks, Ezra. We love you. Hey, on the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
All right, coming up in a flashing lights report, guys, we'll cover some of the big moments and big winners at the Oscars. Coming up next.
Yeah. Rosenberg's favorite award show.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
Laura Stiles with the flashing lights.
So the 96th Academy Awards aired live on ABC last night with Jimmy Kimmel back as a host for the fourth time. Now, Oppenheimer went to the ceremony with the most nominations this year, 13, and left with 7 wins, including Best Picture. Now,
anybody up here see Oppenheimer?
No.
No.
I'm going to try to watch it this week. It's on Peacock now.
All right. I keep going past it, and I'm always like, I don't really care. But I heard it's really good as far and really well done.
It's supposed to be great, yeah. I feel you, though. It's like it's long and it's just like serious.
It's long. I don't care about some weird. I read about the dude. I was like, okay, this dude's been a psycho his whole life. Why do I care about this weird dude who made some bomb?
I actually watched it on the plane.
How was it?
I fell asleep. But the parts that I did watch were pretty good. You know,
okay.
It felt like it was a very long movie. I don't.
And then only three.
I felt bad about. Change. I felt bad about falling asleep, so I started watching it when I got home. Yesterday.
And fell asleep again.
Ah,
I knew it.
Also, Poor Things had the second most wins with 4 total, including Best Actress went to Emma Stone. But there were some highlights. Here's a clip of Jimmy Kimmel responding to Trump.
Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. See if you can guess which former president just posted that.
Cute. Anyone? Very cute.
Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still... Isn't it past your jail time?
Very cute. Yeah. Wait, that was fun? What else? Anything else fun on your favorite awards show? Anything else fun happen?
The BET Awards aired months ago, so talking about it now would be a waste of time. I don't even remember. It was so long ago. But from the Oscars last night, the Mark Ronson, Ryan Gosling performance of I'm Just Ken was a lot of fun.
Yeah, with Slash. That was cute. I saw a clip of that.
Just a super well-done performance, well put together. And then the Billie Eilish, Phineas performance of her song from Barbie was great, too. And the lady who won, the lady Laura who won, I think, Best Supporting Actress was terrific as well. She had a great speech. The director from Zone of Interest, which is a Holocaust movie, who basically said like really strong anti-Israel government statement was pretty great. There was some good stuff, man.
Right. I also saw, and we saw a very naked John Cena on stage.
John Cena was very naked. High level of comfort for that man.
He had his thang swang dangling?
Almost, Ebro. It was just covered by the little, a small little piece of paper.
Oh, just a piece of paper.
And the bit was very funny, too. That whole bit was very funny.
Laura, it sounds disrespectful when you say it was covered by a small little piece of paper. It sounded
large. It was a larger piece of paper.
Okay, all right.
It was a larger piece of paper.
The Rock and Bad Bunny presented together.
Yeah, okay. That's cool.
That was kind of neat.
I saw that. Yeah. So there was some cool stuff.
Sounds like Rosenberg's favorite award show was popping.
Again, the fact that you wake up thinking, I'm just going to go on some weird, made-up, like, I don't know what happens.
Even know why you're so against the Oscars. It sounds like a great time. This is crazy.
I enjoyed it. I just don't know why you're
I don't know why you're going against it then. It's crazy.
All right, that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:03.
Yo, do y'all like this person? Do people out here like you pre-720?
I don't even know why it's such a big deal,
720,
bro.
I cannot. Don't talk to me before 719 anymore.
Why are you so against the Oscars, man? Where did this come from?
Weird, childish agenda. It's so strange.
I didn't even know the Oscars were so divisive like this.
It's just a weird, weird, weird guy.
I honestly thought it was one of your favorite award shows. I didn't know I was starting something so controversial.
It's not five. There are only so many award shows.
There's only five.
But it's not my favorite award show. Just made that up today.
Yo, bro. Look, coming up, congratulations. You played yourself. I didn't know talking about the Golden Globes and Oscars was going to get Rosenberg so bent out of shape. But, damn, I found something. I found a good one. Y'all keep it locked. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The weather yesterday was all... Laura, which version of the weather did you get yesterday?
Well, a little rain, cold. Okay. It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible. A little rain,
out and about, yeah.
So he's moving around. Yeah. Yo, well, I get up early on Sundays because I love to go cycling. It was like 50. It was like 45 and like partly sunny. And then it was like windy, and then it was rainy, and then it was cold. Yeah. It was like it wouldn't stop changing. It was all over the place. This is that time of the year, though, you got to pay attention to the weather. And which is why you turned into Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, because we do real weathering over here. It won't get to 50 today until 5 p.m. So right now it's in the 30s. Shawnee, that reel feels click-clacking.
What?
20s outside right now.
Yeah, you might cry. You might cry.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to cry.
Because the way that wind is hitting you all in your eyes, you're going to have to wipe your face.
Oh, so if you're not prepared, would you give yourself the button?
Absolutely.
Okay,
right.
Next.
Congratulations.
All right.
You played man. Yourself.
So all that big wheelie talk, hop up. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
So.
I don't play.
The other part of this is this is my weather congrats, because you know I'm big on weather. Big weather guy here. Too big. The biggest. I'm like the Rick Ross of weathering. The biggest.
Yeah. Biggest weather guy you've seen thus far.
Tomorrow, though, Tuesday through like really Saturday, Sunday, 60 degrees is the high. And sunshine every single day.
Wow.
Just in time for spring. Now, if you don't, I don't know anybody in the world that doesn't have automatically have clocks that spring forward and change the time automatically. Maybe the microwave, the stove, these things ain't springing forward for you. But I got friends that didn't even check on their older parents who really don't be paying attention. You know, parents still have clocks all over the house, man.
Right.
They're still using different clocks that don't automatically spring forward. If you didn't check on your people that need that help, you get this button, man. Because there's people waking up today that still think it's 6:30 right now.
But if you're of the age where you can't even figure out what time it is, do you really have anywhere to go?
I mean, the only reason I bring this up is because I was just on the phone with my cousin, who's really like my aunt, because she's already in her 70s, who has a cell phone, who's moving around out here, still going to work. I told her to call me at a specific time yesterday. She called me at the wrong time. But it's like you have a cell phone with a clock on it.
Come on, man.
Hit the button on my cousin.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a damn thing.
Yeah, yeah. And then hit the button on my newborn baby, too. First congrats ever.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, oh, yeah. First congrats ever.
How'd she play herself?
She played herself because she could have slept. But see, now you want to stay up. So guess what? Now you got to stay up.
She don't really
Now
I'm going
to just keep you up.
She don't really know what's going on, though.
Oh, well, you're about to find out.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Because I'm going to tell you what's not going on.
Yourself.
This sleep we was giving you all day long, because then you want to be up all night long, like Lionel Richie. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. You're going to learn to get these sleeps.
Dude, you don't want to be patient with her.
Patience? Have you met me?
You're going to learn today.
Nah, I'm playing. She's going to go to sleep. Laura, what you got today?
So... Bad Bunny is definitely giving one of his fans the biggest button. So Bad Bunny is suing a fan of his name Eric Guillermo, Because he went to his show in Salt Lake City, Utah. Posted full performances, his whole set on his YouTube channel. He recorded every single little thing.
Oh, that okay. Now the lawsuit makes sense.
So he, you know, he obviously, Bad Bunny's team was like, yo, we need to take this down, right? Mm. So he took it down. But then this guy files like a counterclaim to get this back up with YouTube.
Oh, no.
So he's like, oh, wait a second. I told you we need to take it down. We take it down, and now you want to fight me? So now he was like, all right, you're going to get this lawsuit.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I'm in full alliance with Bad Bunny on this one and his team. Like, I thought the guy just went filmed it. You know, I didn't know he was trying to throw it on his YouTube and monetize it. Then when nicely, it seems nice. Hey, can we get this taken down? Take it down. Oh, now you want to go to YouTube and complain? Oh, nah.
You
want to
fight?
No, I'm wearing your ass out.
You played yourself.
I'm wearing your ass out if I'm Bad Bunny. I might commandeer your whole YouTube.
Yeah, maybe get him permanently banned from YouTube.
Or just take it over completely.
You played yourself.
Take it over completely, drop an exclusive music video, make mad money on the dude's YouTube thing, and then shut the whole thing down. Just rub it in his face.
Yeah, guys, you can't just record entire concerts. It doesn't crazy. Work that way.
People are crazy.
Yeah, that is wild.
People are nuts. My man
thought he had the right to it.
People are nutty. What do you got, Rosenberg?
I got to kind of give it to Jimmy Kimmel for a lot. Even though we played the audio of it, and even though I liked the joke, it was funny. Actually, we played it earlier. We play it again right now, Sean. Play the Jimmy Kimmel going at Donald Trump.
This is your favorite award show.
Been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars. His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth Social. Anyone? No?
It's pretty funny.
Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
Listen, it was a great bit and a funny punchline at the end. But at the same time, no one would have even known that it happened because it happened on Truth Social. Do we really need to bother reporting? Like, don't get me wrong. It was funny, but this is our problem. We all want to talk about him because he's entertainingly stupid.
Right.
But, like, he should have. That's the biggest stage. There's, like, 50 million people. It would have been so much better to have him not even get mentioned.
Right. Now it's everywhere.
Now it's moving
around. Now it's everywhere.
It's congrats.
But you can't. It's almost like you can't look away. It's a car accident, man. Trump is a car accident you can't look away from, man.
But it's easier to look away when it's on Truth Social, which nobody has.
Well, because you never started looking at it in the first place.
Exactly. And no one's going to start looking at it. So
people take it and post it. That's the problem. Then it moves around.
Which is exactly what happened yesterday. So hit him with the button.
Congratulations.
I enjoyed it, but
Nah. Yeah, I'm glad he did it, though. You know, we want our award show host to be fair and balanced. You know what I'm saying? Cover both sides. You know, and they did. You know, you told me last night you had somebody pretty outspoken against the government of Israel. You probably had some people out there pretty outspoken about, you know, voting and in general. And then we had some Trump coverage. It sounds like a very balanced 93rd annual, or is it 96th annual Oscars award show.
Yeah, I don't know if I call it balanced exactly, but, you know, people said things.
People said things.
I don't know if I don't know if anyone got up there and said, you know, echoed Katie Britt, who, by the way, if you didn't
see. The SNL was great.
Scarlett's version of Katie Britt on SNL was pretty great.
Say Scarlett, do people just know it's Scarlett?
Yeah, I never know. I'd always get confused between Joe and Johansson, so I just stopped myself.
You just stop at Scarlett.
Yeah, honestly, for real, if you do see her and you go, hey, it's Scarlett, everyone knows who it is.
There you go.
That's even Shawnee, I think, would know that's Scarlett. Yeah,
Charlotte, you know who Scarlett was?
I know Scarlett.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know Scarlett.
Wait, did you say Scarlip? No, that's the rapper. Shawnee goes.
No, she's from the Bronx, not that one.
No, okay. Scarlip. I know Scarlett.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Listen, coming up.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Coming up, Curved is going to happen. And then we're going 97 minutes commercial free right now. Cast One back. How was El Campo, Cast One?
Yeah, it was great out there, man. I had a great time. Sun was shining. You know what I'm saying? Horseback riding.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
To the dirt. Felt great.
Saw some family.
Saw some, well, I didn't get to see that much family. I was out there on business. But still.
There you go.
Had a great time. Brought back pounds of coffee. You don't ask me for any.
Yeah, no, I think.
Why did you just announce it? Why did you just announce that?
So he can tell people no. He loves telling people no.
I love telling people no.
It's a bad guy right there.
Yeah, man. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, I thought Roddy Ricch was going to be somebody out here, bro.
Outside, how you going to say that like that?
But I don't mean it like he's nobody. I mean, like, you know what I'm
you
saying.
You thought he was about to be a thing.
I thought he was like, you know, headline, you know, marquee. He's got the talent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Muse songwriting talent. I don't know what went left.
He's
but
a musician too, right?
Plays I mean, instruments. Yeah, I seen him on stage playing the keyboard. Like, you know, he was moving.
Yeah. His charisma isn't exactly there.
Oh, is that what you think? That was the next level of it, right?
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
I remember he came in. You were out of town. Sean, it was me and you. But he came in one time, just didn't have a lot to say. It was,
yeah. There was no there.
There wasn't a lot of there, at least at that time. I mean, people change. People do get more comfortable doing media and things like that. But, yeah, he's never been close to that. That's considering what a monster that song was.
Dominated. Yeah, what was that, 2021?
That was, yeah.
Or 19?
2020, I think it was.
Whoa. That's pre-pandemic, bro. No, that's 2019. That's how fast time goes. That was pre-pandemic.
Yo, dude, so now a question, and I guess this is for the room. Are we so close to, you know, music coming out, what it takes to actually, you know, become a household name and then sustain that as a business, right? The sustaining part over an extended period of time, you know, over a decade, over 15 years. Are we too close to it to where we look at what Roddy Ricch did? A lot of people might look at what Roddy Ricch did, you know what I'm saying, and be like, yo, bro, did his thing. Where we look at it because we're so close to it and we're just kind of like, I mean, it was cool. Right. Because we're comparing it to the greats. We're comparing it to people who are still here right now.
Yeah.
And that and most people won't do that in the game. Literally, 99% of artists will not sustain over a long period of time.
99?
Yeah, bro. That's think about it.
But I think we actually give artists more grace than a regular person would.
Really? Tell me more.
Yeah, they'll just be like, oh, he fell off. And they'll just quit off quick.
Mm.
I think
that's probably right.
Mm. So what you're saying is it's nasty out here. Oh,
nobody cares.
No, and nobody cares.
No way.
Well, the amount of music that comes out now is, how would you care? Back then, even a one-hit wonder would last around as a name longer because the whole game was slower.
Right. Yo, Young MC still out here performing Bust a Move.
Exactly.
That's all.
I think, you know, think about the legs that that Jade Don't Walk Away had. How long?
Yo, Jade is rocking Don't Walk Away.
I don't think that that's like going to be the case for these people who have a quick little TikTok record, whatever it was, and then it's over within a year.
Yo, Cash One, you're closer to the record label people than I think I am. I don't know, Rosenberg, maybe you could chime in here, too. Like, last week, people was getting fired or something at record labels?
Yeah, there were a bunch of layoffs happening across the industry last week and the week before that.
And who's getting fired? Like, what departments?
I think it was all over, but a lot of radio departments got downsized, and a lot of labels folded into each other. So it was a lot going on.
When you say radio departments, these are the people who call us.
Right.
And they say, hey, can you play this song? It's really popping out here.
Right.
Yeah, I can see where that's falling off. Why would they don't need to call us no more. They're calling the streaming service, and then the radio's looking at the streaming services and deciding what to play based on what's streaming. So why you need somebody to call radio?
Well, exactly. And that's and honestly, that's a problem.
Tell us why, Rosen. Rosen. I hate people that call you Rosen. Your name's Rosenberg.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a weird way to... People try to shorten names, though. I'm a three-syllable last name. It just happens.
Yeah, you're right. I should chill out.
Yeah, relax. It's cool. But I think what I'm saying is whack about that is I think it's whack when DJs and radio stations and people who were once supposed to be, you know, capable of giving people guidance on what was fire start following... I'm not saying you shouldn't also be paying attention to what gets big on social media.
But that shouldn't be your only.
That can't be the North Star. It's just like, it's hot on the TikTok.
You mean social media. You mean streaming.
Both.
Both. Oh, if you're playing music based on what's TikToking, hit yourself with the button.
I mean, we've done it with a few, right, Cass? We've had a few big records here that follow TikTok, didn't we?
Oh, no. There's going to be some. But I'm saying if you're a curator of music, you're selecting music and trying to be someone who tries to help individuals find what's really popping out here, and your main source for that is TikTok, hit yourself with the button.
Congratulations.
Right? Because you can
at least the streaming services, you can follow actual... A more legitimate music trend.
Well, and even better than that, if you're really in this game, you can look at Shazam. You can see, you can actually look up what people are looking for.
Right. Sure, Shazam's a fairly organic thing, right? Because it's something that made people push a button to go, I want to
know what this song is.
That is a telling factor. But the thing is, if you base it too much off of just the streamers, you would do what I did the other day and go, damn, everyone's streaming this yeet. Let me see what's hot out here. And I played. I'm like, I don't know if I'd want to hear this. Like, it's hot for a certain audience, but is it hot for the broad audience? That's the complicated part.
Now, you brought up Yeet a few times on the show now. So we're approaching a dangerous zone. All right? We've slandered Yeet. And I say mostly meaning you.
I'm not slandering.
Will Yeet become a star? That at one day we're going to be like, yo, we'd love to have Yeet on the program. And he's going to go, nah, remember that time Rosenberg was taking a dump on my whole life for multiple days?
That would be a great sign for us because that would imply that like young artists like Yeet have an idea of what we're doing up on this old man radio show. But I think he'll have no idea.
You don't think anybody's not talented?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think our audience knows. And I don't, it's not, to me, it's not that he's not talented at all. He's clearly talented, prolific kid. He makes a lot of music. It just wasn't what I was expecting when I said, when people were like, this is the new next, that guy. I was like, is it? Oh, maybe. Maybe I'm too old now.
Yeah, I think it falls into a certain style and sound of what hip hop has become. I don't think he's it's a certain segment of the population. It's not the totality of the population. But that population that Yeet caters to, along with Ken Carson and Destroy Lonely, is a very rabid, active, you know, 15 to 24 video gaming. You know what I mean? They on the Kai Sinats and all of that. They up in there. Heavy.
I just feel a little guilty that I have to admit I've gotten to an age where it's hard for me to feign interest. And, like, there are a lot of people out there doing the work to really stay up on all of these things that happen. And that used to be me. And I just have to own, like, it's not going to be.
Your glasses. It's telling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard that sigh. Yo, and I like your glasses. You heard that sigh? That sigh was like, oh, man. That sigh was LLJ Cool J.
Yo, man, I took these off yesterday to walk around. I was like, saying it.
Life is different.
Life is different.
Life is different. Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797, so we can bring in DJ John and you can stump him with a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John. DJ John.
The DJ John. Yo, how'd the Knicks do last night, John?
Give me that. Hello. Give me that LLJ Cool J.
They turned it on and they was trailing in the third, and I didn't have the patience to stick with it. I was doing other things, but I was like, this doesn't look like they're going to pull us off.
They lost to a less Embiid and what was the other guy?
A less? You mean a Sixerless Embiid is what you're saying?
Sixerless, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
They lost Embiidless
Sixers.
Embiidless, there you go. Embiidless, you know. And they lost by 76 to 73.
No. That's a nasty score.
That's a March Madness college basketball score.
79-73. Yo, stop it, Cass.
I'm just saying, that was the score.
Doesn't matter.
79-73.
Doesn't matter. That's nasty. They lost.
Yo, the first quarter, I think it was 15-16, the whole first quarter. I was like, all right, I'm out of here.
Yo, that's so much for your being a Knicks fan.
He'd been bailed on that. I took his slot on the bandwagon. Yeah,
no, you're not. We're not accepting your slot. Oh. Go back to Lakerville. Go over there. Go back to Brooklyn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. My Knicks, man. I really was hoping we pulled that victory out last night. That's all. That's all. Let's go to line one. Will's on the line.
I can't take it anymore. please.
He's exhausted.
Adios.
I'm wearing everybody.
Ayúdame.
I'm wearing everybody out
oh
today.
Oh, my God.
Will, what's happening, man?
What's up? It's Will from Newark.
Will from Newark. Thanks for checking into the program. Will from Newark, you have a question to stump DJ John.
Willie.
I sure do.
All right, what is it?
Who invented the Super Soaker?
Who invented the Super Soaker? You need first and last name?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
All right, now.
Nerf.
No.
Stop
Come
yourself.
On,
Nerf.
That black man was not named Nerf.
No, he wasn't.
Exactly. No.
It was a black man?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
How come wasn't one of your black fans, Shawnee?
It was a long time ago.
Oh, all right.
Shawnee's already covered that, DJ John. Hit yourself with the button. Don't you ever quest a black disrespect the black flags on this show, on this program. All right, Will, what's the answer?
Lonnie Johnson.
Yeah. Lonnie came with the Super Soaker. Yo, Will, thank you, man. Thanks for coming with that black fact, too, Will, out in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, right.
What does he win, DJ John?
Tickets to Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday 2 World Tour, May 1st. Happen at the Barclays Center. Tickets now. May hop by Live Nation, baby.
Now, Will, will your family want these tickets?
Yeah, definitely. My wife, I'm sure.
The wife, okay. Well, shout to the wife. Shout out to the whole family for tuning in. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
No, I appreciate you guys.
All right, hang on 1 second. We'll get you your tickets. On the way, Flashing Lights with the amazing Laura Staff.
Yes, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, we're going to cover the big moments, big winners at the Oscars. And there was a, last night there was an album announcement that surprised a lot of people. So a lot to talk about coming up in the Flashing Lights.
We'll cover Rosenberg's favorite award show, the Oscars, plus Cast One, 97 minutes commercial.
Why is he on this?
You know what? I didn't even know it was a thing. Y'all, I didn't even know it turned into a thing.
It is my thing now. It is my thing. I'm just on it.
Just own it. Well, no, because it's A, you said it's well done. B, you love movies. That's... C, when the nominations come out.
Do I love movies, though? I'm a bad movie. Well, I'm even worse about movies than I am music.
No, this year. You were
not in general. I'm bad, bro. There are people who go to the
movies. I thought you went like you shared the link. You're always like, yo, guys, here's the link to all the movies. I got to check the link to get up on the Oscar noms. Like, well, you are a movie guy. You're like, you're basically.
But he didn't watch it.
I know, and I sent it to you guys 1 year because no one could figure out how to get the link. So I was like, all right, let me do the work and get the link. And I did. But I wish I was movie guy.
Coming up, it's the Flashing Lights, but it will be the Rosenberg Oscar desk from here on out.
Wow. All right. I'm here for it.
Good morning, everybody.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That's right, Johnny. Thank you.
Yeah, I made it. Just a refresher.
No, I appreciate it. I'm not kidding.
Well, if in case Rosenberg forgot that he broadcasts to New York City, Shiny Culture.
I mean, I just, you know.
He just likes to remind us of the energy.
Energy.
Well, but it's Monday at 8 o'clock. Nobody's excited about it, bro.
But the city's alive.
The city is alive.
There you go, Shiny. There you go.
Reluctantly.
Yes. So that's why we're here.
To hopefully bring some joy.
Exactly.
See, well, it's making sense.
I got news for you.
Don't do it. Please don't.
Don't be that guy.
Well, no, I was going to say, I got news for you.
Okay.
It's time for Laura Stiles and the Flashing Lights with the special Rosenberg Oscar desk.
Fuck that song.
I mean, that's it. I don't know what you guys thought I was going to do.
We don't know with you. We don't know.
That's good.
You never know.
Keep you on your toes, baby.
All right, the 96th Academy Award aired live on ABC on Sunday. Jimmy Kimmel was back as the host for the fourth time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Oppenheimer, you know, had the most nominations this year with 13 and left with 7, including Best Picture. And Poor Things had the second most wins with 4 total, including Best Actress for Emma Stone. Now, some of the highlights that we've been discussing, I enjoyed Ryan Gosling. And his performance. With Slash and who else was it?
Mark Ronson.
Mark Ronson. Yeah, that was pretty
cool. Shout out to Mark Ronson out here.
Well, Mark Ronson basically did that soundtrack, the Barbie soundtrack, basically executive produced the whole thing. He even was part of the Billie Eilish song, which won. The Billie Eilish song is what won the actual Oscar, by the way. But that I'm Just Ken performance with all the Kens up there on stage was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was cool. And then John Cena had a moment that's been trending where he was a very naked John Cena on stage. So it was, I was trying to understand, is this supposed to make fun of something that happened in the past, Rosenberg? Is it like, because I saw somebody about like somebody was streaking. It happened a couple years ago.
So Jimmy Kimmel referenced a time back in the day, way back in the day, when someone streaked on stage. And so like he tells the story.
Yeah.
And then he's like, can you believe it? You know, streaked on stage. And he like stands there like kind of coughing, like, ah. And then Cena kind of pokes his head out and is like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this anymore. I think this is in bad taste. And they kind of do this whole bit of how Cena doesn't want to come out naked. But then he does and presents the award for costume, basically. Yay. In the nude, if you will. It was a very funny bit.
Cute.
And then as a wrestling nerd, I enjoyed seeing back-to-back because The Rock was then the next presenter. And they did this one very cool thing where all of the people who were just on stage, when they would cut to what's coming up next, you would see them walk past the people who were coming up next. So you'd see like sort of a behind-the-scenes interaction between people. And seeing Cena and The Rock back-to-back did excite my nerdy wrestling brain. But shouts to Bad Bunny, who was out there as well. My guy, David Alan Greer, was the voice of the Oscars.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, they showed him on camera, Sean. He was cool. He was not only, you know, the voice, but they showed the voice on camera, and it was David Alan Greer. Although David Alan Greer isn't that category that bothers me.
Which category is this?
Which one?
Bald guy who's decided to grow out the completely white beard so he looks 89. Like, he's not 89. You're not 89 years old, bro.
Well, the David Alan Greer is a young man. But remember, the good thing about embracing the gray early and where David Alan Greer is he'll look this age for the next 30 joints.
For sure. For sure. He was born in 56. So I guess he is 66 years old.
Yeah.
But still, he's not 103. I mean, he looks like he's walking in a history book.
Yeah, but his gray is clean, though. He's clean.
It's not even gray. It's not, I think it's white. Santa. He's white. He's Santa.
Yeah. He's Black Santa out here.
Hilarious.
Anyways, it was a fun show. It was a fun.
Yo, listen, show. I told y'all Rosenberg's favorite award show. Did you guys like that breakdown? I mean, we got into the weeds there. We got into who was announcing. We got into.
Well, I want to show love, David Alan Grier, man.
No, it's the Oscar. Sorry. I mean, but you even had like the setup. I mean, it was just vivid the way you were able to put me into a thing I never saw before.
Listen, Ebro decided today that the Oscars are my favorite award show. That was the kick he woke up on, and I didn't even know.
Sometimes I just trip and stumble into magic, man. I didn't know. I did
you
not know.
Trip and you beat it into us. You didn't trip and stumble. It was like, this is what's happening.
There was a visceral reaction to the first time I claimed it, and I was like, okay, there's something here. Let me keep digging.
But there's not really anything there. It's not like I think it's a bad award show. I just don't know that around
there
proclaiming
was something there.
It's
that
my
amazing
favorite.
That amazing report you just did was in there. I just had to go find that diamond.
All you had to say was, "Hey, did anybody watch the show in its entirety?" And I would go, "Yeah, I did." And you go, "Hey, do you want to talk about it?" I go, "Sure, if you want to ask questions."
By next year, you will be at the Oscars representing for this program, giving us play by play.
That's a nice thought. Don't think it's going to happen.
All right, that's your flash and light report.
No,
same thing.
Grammys.
Same thing. You watch all of the awards anyway. You do always watch.
That's
you are the guy.
Yeah, here we go again.
No, I watch all the awards. I said, but the only thing I was arguing.
All right, call right now and rank Rosenberg's favorite award show based on your experience listening to the program.
Well, this is. She want other people to do what you do and make things up because there's no way they're going to remember.
Listen,
I don't remember. Laura doesn't remember. No one remembers.
Laura is not ever credible in listening to anything. She doesn't even listen to the program.
But you're going
to
trust people just to go, "Oh, I know Rosenberg. Oh, yeah. He always
absolutely."
You're telling them to say that. The truth is, it's not my favorite
it's
award.
Be great. Here we go. 800-223-9. Happy Monday. It's on now, baby.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Starting to dig.
I don't know that you have either.
That Rosenberg's favorite award show was the Oscars. I didn't know it would turn into this level of entertainment.
Is it entertaining? We don't know.
I mean, me and Cass One had a great time with it so far.
The two biggest trolls liked trolling me. Oh, this is news, Shawnee. Can you believe it?
No, it sounds about right.
Sounds about right. So I asked you guys to call 800-223-9797 and rank Rosenberg's favorite award shows based on you listening to the program. I thought this would be a great time. Let's go to Sue. Sue is on the line. Sue.
Yes.
Good morning. Rank Rosenberg's favorite award shows, please.
How does she know?
Okay. I think, Ebro, this is on you.
Which part?
On you. I'm gonna tell you why. Because since I woke up this morning, you've been on his case about the Oscars being his favorite.
He's telling you
that BET is his favorite. But this is my analysis of you.
All right.
Because Rosenberg is like the token white guy on the show.
Yes. Keep going.
You don't believe or you don't want to believe that he truly, truly loves BET the most.
Wow.
And that's why you're on it. You're saying, "I don't believe you, white guy." That's what you're
saying. Thank you. Wow. You know what? I take it back. Our listeners do get us. They do understand.
Sue, real talk, I just don't ever really watch the Oscars. I know Rosenberg loves the BET Awards, but I also, on this show, he likes the Oscars and is usually more passionate about it than anyone else on the program. So I didn't even know it was a thing. I didn't even know I was stepping into a thing.
But all you would have had to say was not...
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're stepping into a cultural thing, and that's one of the reasons I listen to your show. You guys have taught me about hip hop. I'm older than you, Ebro.
I believe it.
Can you believe it? and I'm learning. I'm learning so much about hip hop, but the cultural stuff is the best. Talking about how white people don't use washcloths.
that's the important stuff.
She been locked in for a minute.
Yes.
Oh my God. So
you're like. You're dissing Rosenberg.
And here's the real. The reason Rosenberg even was triggered, I think, is because he thought like you thought. Because Oscars did have, like, what was that a few years ago? Oscars so white, right? That was
correct.
A thing. And I wasn't even on that type of time. I know the Oscars is popular. It's movies. Like, who doesn't like a show about movies? right? Unless, you know, the movies are all whack or you feel like there's no movies in there talking to you. But last night, I thought it was a great night. There was the Barbie thing. There was all of the wrestling things. There was all these other things. So I assumed me saying it was Rosenberg's favorite award show, he was going to be like, yeah, it was popping last night. I didn't know he was going to go the other way.
No.
Laura, thank you for your call. You're wonderful. We appreciate you. Laura, give your take. You've been here since early morning.
You completely changed it, though. I love the rebrand, though.
The rebrand was made. He took the information I gave after, and then he made the information that I gave after, he made what led to it. That is, he just decided. Now, if you had said it like this, Ebro, if you had said, Rosenberg's the only person I can reliably say probably watched the show, that would have been fair because
Laura that's not
never
a good tease. Favorite award shows a good like setup.
But that's not true. But that it makes it seem like it was.
Who lets the truth get in the way of a good story? It's just an award show. It's not even that big of a deal.
I know, but I don't want people to mistakenly think I'm some Oscar. I walk around being like, oh, it's Oscars. I didn't do bets. You know, people do bets on the Oscars.
I never even heard of this. See, the fact that you know that even happens, more to my point. I mean, you are locked into the Oscars.
It's because I know people do bets.
I didn't know people were doing bets on the
Oscars.
There
are office pools. People do office pools on
Say
the Oscars.
Say word. Shawnee, you heard of this before?
I've not.
Shawnee's only worked at Hot 97. We don't do anything up here. We barely have a radio station.
Laura, you knew there was office pools?
Office
no,
pools
but it doesn't
on.
Surprise me. People bet on everything, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I didn't know this. I didn't know this was.
They have office pools. You know it all,
Rosenberg. You are locked into the Oscars, man. I'm glad we did this segment. Yo, man, what a great time.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
What a time, man. What a time. I mean, the idea is they just flow up here. You know what I mean? You just never know what you're gonna get. On the way, the gurus. How are those emails looking? You got your new glasses on. You can see more clearly now.
I can see clearly, man. The emails are coming in fast and furious to the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. I'm loaded up, bruh.
Now, Laura, with his new vision that he has, do you think he proofreads the emails?
Yeah, absolutely not, Ebro. Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? It just happens.
By the way, I do some level of proofreading. I go like quick to make sure it's something.
You scan it.
I scan it, but to like because sometimes you realize, oh man, this person that didn't use any punctuation, I don't want to read this.
Switching gears, King Lou just sent this link to this article. Carly Russell, you guys all remember that name? Laura, you just brought this up off the air.
This
news story goes back to the lady who claimed she went missing. And claimed that she saw a baby walking on the highway. And it turned into an international incident. What now?
And then she claimed that she was allegedly taken after she pulled over. And remember, like, her fiancé, her family had no clue. They really thought that she was kidnapped. So all these, you know, the police were involved. It was crazy. So now, no, I was just reading because I was like, I forgot about her. But King Louis sent us an article that she's scheduled to attend a plea hearing in Jefferson County on March 21st, where she will reportedly plead guilty. So I was trying to figure out, like, I wonder what her punishment will be. Like, you think she's going to go to jail? You think they're going to make her have some kind of mental health evaluation?
What state is this?
That's big. Where's Jefferson County? Where is that?
I
think it's in Alabama.
Missouri?
It's in Alabama.
Ooh, Alabama. And she's black?
Yeah.
Not what you want?
Man. It's going to turn into something, guys. If she ends up going to jail, whoa, wait for this. It's going to all the people that was mad that she lied, then they're going to be on the other side. They're going to be like, nah, she can't go to jail, though. Even though the law may state that when you do this level of lying, you might have to do some jail time or probation or something.
I think her family might even want her to do some jail time because they're so mad at her after everything they put them through.
Nasty.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
man,
I don't know if it'll become a huge thing, Ebro, because I feel like everybody of all kinds of people were kind of like,
yeah, but
so
black folks
should
get triggered that a black woman's going to jail. It'll be a triggered response.
Well, couldn't that be true anytime that would happen?
Yeah. It depends.
You know what triggered me last week?
Huh?
The right-wingers, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, again co-opting another phrase from progressives and saying, say her name about Lincoln Riley. Yo, can y'all not come up with one thing? You already stole woke and so many other terms. Now they stole say her name, which was originally about Breonna Taylor.
Right.
And now it was a woman who was killed, I guess, by a migrant. Lincoln Riley. And Marjorie Taylor Greene wore a shirt to the State of the Union that says, say her name.
Oh, yeah, they love that. They love
that. And then, of course, what did Biden do?
Say her name.
Said her name. And wow. Now what are you going to say? You know what they complained? He said her name wrong. It sounded like he said Lincoln instead of Lakin. Guys. I can't take it.
Listen, taking the sting away from what the black community creates in response to this oppressive nation is something that the GOP loves to do.
All the time.
They love to take the sting away, just like they did with Black Lives Matter. They completely stopped saying Black Lives Matter because they didn't want to say the whole phrase. They just started saying BLM, then turned BLM into a terrorist organization.
Right,
it was all lives matter, and then, the All Lives Matter was in there. The Blue Lives Matter, they did all of that.
You might hear that. You might hear blue. At this point, you might hear Blue Lives Matter more than Black Lives Matter. Right. That's how much they steal stuff. When they steal it, they steal it all. The woke is gone. Woke was a whole word all the way up until the movie Get Out, when we heard in the Childish Gambino song "Stay Woke." Up until that moment, that word was like a black thing. Gone, stolen. Now they've stolen say her name, too.
Yes.
Yo, I hate these people.
That's
bro.
Crazy.
I can't take it.
97 minutes of commercial-free music, cast one.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, my God.
Culture vulture's gonna vulture, man. Colonizer's gonna colonize, man.
Jesus. But she's bad. I mean, just high level, bro. You saw how scared Biden was when he saw her.
The outfit. The outfit was popping, bro. She was matching. She was coordinated.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, man, there was a time where just wearing like a regular pair of jeans was, people would be like, yo, why you wearing just some Levi's? Why don't you wear these EV suits and these red pandas and these, and they would run around and chase around all these expensive jean brands. I get made fun of a lot. I think we're back in that time now.
Of?
Where people are just wearing, trying too hard to wear clothes. It's like, what are you wearing, bro? Like, what are you even wearing right now?
Nah, it's been crazy out here, man. The amount of oversized boots, like these huge, fuzzy, like, Shawnee,
the
but
Yeti
it's not just
boots.
That they're tall. They're, it's not just they're tall. They're wide. They're gigantic. They're insane.
So,
it's costumes. It's like costume. You're wearing a costume.
It's not tight.
Exactly what Laura said. There was a time girls still wear them in the winter. They were. It was like there was a time where these big furry Sasquatch boots that women used to wear, right? And now the dudes is trying to wear them in like high fashion, right? Like I seen Gunna walking around in them.
Oh, Gunna's right. Super into it.
The big furry boot, which came right on the end of these Super Mario boots everybody was wearing. Those like red. Is that what they're called, Laura? You know, you're a hype beast.
It's called the mischief boots. Yeah, mischief they're terrible.
Boots. Now, but those are based on like a cartoon character's feet.
Yeah,
Astro Boy.
Anime. Yeah, there you go, that guy.
There you go. Wait, who did you say?
Astro Boy.
Astro Boy, yes. Astro Boy feet.
There you go. Listen, that's your fashion update. Courtesy of Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. You know what I'm saying? We get to all the hot topics. Now it's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite to shine the light.
That's what we do.
Burn the stage, Shiny Culture.
Let's cleanse the energy.
All right, Rosenberg. Read through our many emails and pick the one that needs our help the most.
So much email to go through, Laura. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your email today. We will get to it, and I will be able to see it with my new glasses.
Very nice.
I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Rosenberg, I'm tired. I'm tired of being sick and tired of hearing the office manager complain about her bum boyfriend.
Mm. Oh.
I am a lesbian and a paralegal at a law firm.
Mm-hmm.
She is in charge of managing the paralegals and support staff. Since I started, she's been complaining about her boyfriend not working since they got together a year and a half ago. This hobo truly moved right into her house and preyed on her vulnerability.
No. Can't believe this lady's writing us and sharing the story that she has to hear at work as if we want to hear it too.
This loser is 43 years old. I told her several times that he is using her and all she cares about is sex. And he doesn't even give her sex. She has to beg him. She makes excuses to why he can't get it up due to Zoloft. The psycho takes that. He isn't even prescribed by a doctor.
Mm.
So I don't want to hear about his penis and how she pleases him. I'm gay. I'm from the streets of Bushwick, Brooklyn, and seen dudes like this all the time use women for a place to stay.
The streets of
Bushwick. She complains that she has to pay his $750 car note because he needs a truck while he has her pushing a Honda SMFH.
Mm-hmm.
She financed the detail business, and he only did one car, so her money went down the drain. Now he wants a toll truck business, and the stupid bitch got denied for a business loan. She pays for his ego because he swears he's a business guy. Mind you, he's a white man in a white man's world. She even pays for him to go to MMA wrestling classes and his son like he's a child. And he disrespects her. He flat out told her that he won't please her, and she had a nervous breakdown. He basically wants her money but won't put out. And what dude don't want sex? I can't even repeat her next line, but she suggests that she's probably done a lot more of what he should be doing than he's doing.
Oh,
wait, so is she in love with the supervisor? Like, she wants to... Like, where are we going?
Yeah, so what's one your question?
So one day...
Good Lord!
She told me she was going to leave him. I went to work thrilled. Like, yes, she's finally going to leave that leech. And the same day, she tells me that she bought him a dirt bike so he won't be bored. The toxic environment is driving me nuts. I'm so over this dude. And she has the nerve to compare me to him. I own my own home. I have a job, money invested, savings. I have good credit. That loser needed her to co-sign that stupid truck because his credit sucks.
Nah, she want her supervisor. She's trying to mess with her supervisor.
Mind you, I'm younger than him and a woman.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Rosenberg, I'm on the edge of snapping with this codependent, dysfunctional relationship. I try to get away. I've told her he's unemployable and the perfect example to show 20-year-olds to grind now in your 20s so you don't end up like him without a pot to pee in. And it goes in one ear and out the other. I need help with this insecure freak because she watches him through her Ring camera while he sleeps all day. I really like my job when she isn't around, but the insecurity and dysfunction with her personal life is very inappropriate for the work environment. The executive partner had her in tears because she complains to him every day and she yelled at her, but she still does it. Should I look for another job or do I have to knock some sense into her literally?
Knock some sense
into Please her. Help. Anonymous.
How about ignore, unsubscribe, relax? Like, what is going on?
Like,
knock some sense into her. Like, what are you going to do?
You wait. So, you're asking is the option to beat up your supervisor? No.
Or quit the job. If you can't refrain from beating up your supervisor, I think you want to quit the job.
But that is true.
But, like, this is.
I mean, you right. I was going to say quit, leave the job. But.
Why can't you just say, I don't want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Right. Why you have to be so involved?
Can y'all wear headphones and listen to music at your job? Can you do, you know, spend your time so in another space? Do something else?
I think the issue is with...
Go ahead, Johnny.
I think the issue is with the person writing. You're too invested.
Yes.
Because anybody, your brother, cousin, whoever, you could always be like, I really don't want to hear about this anymore. Mm. You go back and forth, up and down. Mm. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I'm your friend, but please keep that business away from me. You're all ears.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other direction. She does want to hear. And she want to tell everybody, yo, that's can you I'm believe saying. This?
She's too invested.
That's what it sounds. You know what, Kat? She's a bochinchera.
Bochinchera.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, it also sounds like she's
she wants the manager.
She might be sexually interested in a supervisor also.
That's right.
I mean, but we don't know that, but she definitely knows it herself too, because she's
she's comparing her man to me. You know,
I've done.
Why does her being a lesbian have anything to do with any in this story? Mm-hmm. Unless there's an interest level between her and the supervisor.
Right.
I don't know.
I just think
she should tell her supervisor straight up, if she don't want to hear it, just chill, Ma. I don't want to hear this anymore. Like, and then you yourself stop entertaining it. Stop entertaining it. But if it's to the point where you can't, really, truly can't stand it anymore and you feel like you have to quit, I guess. But I think it's kind of drastic when you can easily just remove yourself.
Well, if you're listening to this, I just want to go on record to say you're jealous.
That's facts.
Really?
I believe
jealous.
That.
Jealous.
I believe
she's jealous.
There's a little bit of jealousy in there.
She wants to pull her supervisor into the supply room and
hello.
Wait,
no, how dare you, sir? You gone too far.
I don't know about all this.
Wait, no, come on, bro. Now you've gone too far.
I think that this person writing cares for the supervisor. That's why she's all ears. And she is a little jealous that the manager continues to give her time and energy to a dude that she thinks is a loser.
To someone who doesn't appreciate what an amazing woman she is. And if she would just give me time, I could change her life and make things much better for the both of us.
Yeah, you got to chill with the yum yum. But by the way, you're leaving out a major part that she said, though. She said she prefers work when she's not there.
Oh, so yeah, maybe that flies in the face of my theory. I just wanted to think about some.
That flies in the face. Either way, you need to relax.
Yeah, you should either unsubscribe completely and if you really can't take it, then you can leave your job. But I just feel like it's a little drastic.
Bro, if you have to leave your job because you're tired of hearing about somebody's personal life, damn.
At work, this should be a simple play.
Right? Just
anybody at work, like, all right, you're going to talk about your relationship every day. Like, can we just get the work done?
So we all agree. Just unsubscribe and keep it moving. So say the gurus.
There it is. Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
Weakness. I think we're going into the flashing lights in about 5 minutes with the amazing Laura Stiles.
Okay, coming up in the Flash and Lights report, I'll let you know who announced an album, and people were very surprised. We'll talk about it coming up, Flash and Lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You can't say my name, but not my name.
Y'all should have hit my daughter Selassie with the button this morning. Her neck stinks. We gotta clean every day. We cleaning this girl's neck right now. She done put on like 2 or 3 pounds in 3 weeks. Got quadruple chin.
Yo,
Yeah. Boy, the neck rolls is crazy. So then you got the milk drool and all the drool going down in the neck roll. Oh, and then they're constantly like, and then you're trying to like get in their neck, but you can't get in the neck good. Then you take the, they said take a cotton swab, you wet it, and you put a little olive oil on it. You're supposed to get that all up in the sections.
Did you, do that?
We did it, and it was cool for a second, and now it stinks cool. again. It was cool. I picked the baby up just a second ago. Stank. Your neck stank. Stanky neck.
And she get the button for that?
Yeah, if I have a stanky neck. That's how you just fresh in the world, you got a stanky neck. You only been here 3 weeks.
It's, you know what? It's not a bad point, by
no, Ebro gets the button for that.
I didn't make your neck stanky.
She can't do
that. That's your greedy ass eating every 90 minutes.
You have to remember, Ebro, if you want to give Ebro the button, just give him the overall button for having to give every creature on Earth adult traits.
That's right.
Congratulations.
It could be a goldfish, a cat, a dog, an infant. He's going to talk to them like they're a 40-year-old man.
Yo, get your life together. Let's start practicing that. You know what I'm saying?
He wants everyone to be on the page.
I live by the mantra, there's no time like the present.
Right. So learn right now.
Let's get to it. You know what I mean? Speaking of getting to it, let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stapp.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Stiles can put us on.
All right, so it looks like so Kanye West had a Vultures listening party and brought out Northwest for an announcement.
And I've been working on an album for
support the kids.
It's called Elementary School Dropout.
What'd she say at the end?
Elementary School Dropout.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I've been working on an album. Yeah. Yo, I've been working on an album. Yeah. We just need that all the time. Anytime an artist is about to put out an album. I've been working on an album.
Yeah, there must be an amazing, it must be a very interesting dynamic at home with the Kim Kanye North relationship. Must be fascinating because Kim is super supportive of North. And that's her firstborn, right?
That's right.
But North is also very close with Dad.
Right. Looks like him, acts like him.
Yeah, and is very much in his circle, going to the parties. She's rapping on the albums. So Kim, I mean, if you just try to break it down, instead of them being billionaires, look at them as human beings.
Wait, billionaires aren't human beings now?
I mean,
are they? We don't know.
We don't know. I wouldn't know. I've never met one. So it's kind of like an alien, right? No. But it must be a complicated situation. She wants to support her daughter so much. But I bet there are times when she's like, man, really? We doing Elementary School Dropout? Is that what we're doing?
Especially because, you know, he's been going on his rants again where he wants her to pull her out of school.
What?
He wants her to pull her out of the school she's currently going to. Putting
you
the
mean
school's
the guy,
name on blast.
Well, let's trust the guy. Let's trust the guy who made up a school and had all kinds of celebrities and people sending their kids to a school that was later be like, this isn't credited. We need to get our kids out of here.
And then got sued.
Because there was like no windows and everyone had to eat sushi wearing burlap outfits. It was weird.
Yeah, you know where Kanye really loses the argument about I'm so wronged as a father and I'm just like every other dad and why is the woe is me? When you look at the map that I've seen posted before and see that he literally bought the mansion across the street from his wife's house.
No, I thought you knew that.
No, but that's such a bizarre. I know you have to be in the same. It's very healthy and normal to be in the same community and be close to each other.
No. He's next door.
No, he can look through his window with his new wife. Like, you see what they doing now? It's not normal, guys. Yeah. It's complicated, man.
Well, speaking of Kanye West and lawsuits, did you hear the Sunday Service Choir suing him for $30 million?
The people he was out praising the Lord with?
He was out praising the Lord, winning Grammys every Sunday, doing a thing, are suing for $30 million. I don't know if they have a base of a deal, but the fact that it's gotten to this is not a good sign.
It's not what you want when...
It's not what you want. The people who were singing on the plane with them, they were all... Everyone was praising Jesus.
I literally got into an argument with someone at... Well, not an argument, but a debate with a young lady who's an amazing vocalist. And she was young, who's in the Sunday service choir at the time. And I was like, well, listen, man, have fun. But, you know, just make sure y'all are getting taken care of. Oh, no, Kanye takes care of people. I was like, okay. I've heard otherwise.
Yo, when you go, when your voice goes up like that, you know there's a concern.
Okay. Let's see how it plays out. And she was like, he's great. We're praising the Lord. I was like, I've seen people praise the Lord and get done wrong before. And as a matter of fact, there's history of it.
No.
Yeah. And there's and the debate devolved into me going, there's literal history of people using religion to take advantage of great human beings like yourself.
It happens all the time.
No, next thing you're going to tell me is Joel Osteen's not to be trusted. I mean, who are you?
Wait.
Oh, my God.
You trust Joel Osteen?
LLJ, Cool J.
It's a new year, and if you're thinking about having LASIK surgery...
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.